Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that's some booty ass bullshit right there. I just have to say that.
Yeah, anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama. Sorry for the technical difficulties, way beyond our control, but we're going to have to choke out somebody.
They already know it's going to be one of them days.
Yeah, anyway. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. I'm joined by my illustrious and equally pissed off queen of the little people, Miss 100%.
What's up, good people? We're back.
Yeah, and of course, we want you to holler at us, so if you can, break out a call. 646-929-2037. Once again, call-in number 646-929-2037. Because we, of course, want to holler at you. We want you to social network with us also. Facebook, Twitter. You pick a social network. We there. Just look up Smooth Drama. You'll find me. But the queen of the little people, she's a little different. You want to catch up to the queen of the little people, she's got a whole side kingdom that I can't even comprehend. Tell how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, they can keep it smooth with me on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out, or they can email me, MISS100% spelled out at yahoo.com, or follow me on Twitter at the number 100%.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah, that's enough. I don't want to give them too much, you know.
All right. I don't think they can handle it.
For their imagination, you know.
Right. But speaking of giving them too much and not being able to handle it, I want to say that I'm proud and happy to report black crime.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, every time you look in the news lately, all the black crime was, you know, I'm killing you because my Kool-Aid tastes better than yours. Or
yeah.
A black dude.
Still cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Eating people's faces off, eating hearts and livers, sniffing bath salts.
Right, right.
You know, and they showed a big black face, and I'm like, damn.
Doing it to animals.
Right. It's like, you can't say nothing. It's like, dang, man, we falling off. But now, Aaron Morris. You my dog, Aaron. Aaron Morris is an 18-year-old Floridian who he went to jail because he was outside a dressing room at Walmart and he saw a woman with what he said her booty looked so good, I just couldn't resist touching it. So, it was one of them things where, I mean, if we gonna go for some black crime, stereotype that.
Right. I'm gonna tell you why he's not here. Because he touched a woman, a human being. He wasn't tying donkeys to trees and having sex with them. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't doing no off-the-wall type stuff. He saw ass, and he said, like Big Sean, ass. Stop. Now make that motherfucker have Yeah, you my hero.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. And, I mean, he was just there. I couldn't help it. Wow. So shout out to you, Aaron Morris. You my dog. I feel you. You know, I can, you know.
And he only 18. He
right.
Has control over that yet.
Right. Young men, we can't. I remember being 18. You walking through the mall. It's like, ah. You got to keep your hands in your pocket. Like, it's hard. I don't think you ladies understand how hard it is for a man.
You know, he found dressing room booty. So, you know, it was all out.
Well, that's because she, you know, she's trying on her different outfits, and he's like, oh, can't stop my hands. Must touch it. Yeah.
Poor thing.
Bam. So.
Wow.
Dog, when you get out, holla, we got you back.
I'm going to get me a free Aaron Morris t-shirt. How about that?
Hey. We gonna try and catch up to Mr. Morris. Like, dog, we got your back. He can be the official smooth drama booty tapper.
Wow. We just came up with a new title. All right.
I'm just saying, the Aaron Morris Award for recognition of great booty.
Wow.
News at 11. And speaking of ass, I was reading the article and I saw a video where, I guess, ass taps are the new rage, supposedly.
Ass taps.
Yeah, people who get, I mean.
No.
And the thing is, 100, I was excited. I was like, what? Ass taps? I was like, yeah. I was fired up. I was like, ass taps, yeah. And then I actually saw the video, and anticipation went from yeah to, oh, hell no. These fools are actually getting, well, she got the tattoo all around her asshole. I'm like, really?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I saw the story, you know, ass tat. And I'm thinking, that's not new. You know, people been tattooing their ass since people been tattooing.
Right.
But they should have said anus tat, because she literally bent over, got the cheek spread, and he tattooing a dude's name around her anus. Not to mention that it was already two other dudes' names there. So imagine how wide her hole is to get three guys' names tatted around her anus.
Yeah, that's not a positive image.
It's not a positive thing to do. Hey, you know how we do here. We keep it real. That's all the way trill right there.
I mean, I'm just sitting up there like, okay, so you're the fourth guy. You're like, who the hell is Aaron, Larry, and Big Smoker?
I mean, can you imagine you the new guy and you know what I'm saying, you get back there. You know how y'all guys like to play with the cheeks, red cheeks, all that. And you spread them cheeks and you see names in there. Man, I would jump out of that shit so fast.
No, see, that is so untrue. See, that's where you show that you are not a man.
Yes, I am not a man.
Yeah, see, because, yeah, it's easy to say, oh, I would jump out. No.
You were saying something that got three men's names tattooed on it.
Well, you figured, yeah, they've been there, but I'm there now. Uh-huh. I'm not going to ruin my good time.
What? Okay.
I'll be mad afterwards.
They're nasty, and then there's just outright nasty. Now, that's outright nasty. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, I won't argue that fact. I'm just saying, I don't know too many guys that's going to co-sign on, yeah, I'm just going to jump out. I see a tattoo on her anus.
No, not a, bruh. Three.
Okay.
Name.
Well, she, yeah.
Make your name.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just keeping it real for the fellas. I know most of the fellas is like, shit, man, I worked too hard to get here.
Hey, come on now. You ain't worked that hard. It's three other dudes' names on it. Hey, it ain't worked that hard. Come on.
I'm just saying.
I'm getting a mental picture, and the only picture I can get is like a dark tunnel.
What? All right. That.
A long tunnel.
Wow. You had to go there, huh?
Yeah. I just wanted you to give some more thought to not jump it out. That's all.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That,
oh, I'm always here for you. I got your back, bruh.
Yeah, I didn't need that. Or thanks anyway. To get even worse, there's the man who was accused of peeping from inside the toilet in the porta potty in Colorado. Yeah, homie decided, you know what? I'm gonna be right there inside the porta potty, inside the toilet. I wanna check it out. I wanna see what it's really about.
Hold up. Now you telling me dude was not just inside the porta potty, like inside there using it, waiting on people to come in. He was in the under part where the stuff flows down, peeking up at people using the bathroom.
Allegedly.
Whoa.
We want to put it out there. You know the word that they use a lot out there, allegedly.
If they called him and they snatched his little ass up out of there, he did it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, but you know, there's a lot of people that it's that's their thing. Yeah, we're gonna move on because there's not too much that you can say on that one. Are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Now, last but not least, for this segment at least, there were some guys who was trying to escape from Brazilian prison disguised as garbage, and I put all this whole segment is a testimony that maybe the world is ending.
It's coming to a close.
Yeah. I mean, they wanted to try to fit in with the trash. Like, they look like garbage.
Come on, man.
They climbed into the plastic trash bags and put themselves next to the other bags.
Shut up, man. Like, wait.
Yeah. It's like the prison guard noted that two of the bags were breathing. You know, at first he thought it was a rat.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, these dudes was nice with theirs. They even tied the trash bag from the inside. It's just they dumbasses didn't forget to not breathe. They're moving.
But if somebody would have picked them up, they big asses would have bust through the bottom of the trash bag.
Well, nobody picks up trash. You know, normally you just dump it all.
Wait a minute. Now, wait. They in a trash bag inside of a can?
You know, inside of...
like a dump.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, they were in trash bags, so more than likely when they got picked up, if it was on, they probably would have, you know.
Wow.
But
what did they think, though? What, it would have been tragic, though, had, you know, how the dumpster, the trash compactor thing, it picks up the dumpster and dumps it in the back.
Well,
and the tractor squeezes it.
Well, I have to recant myself. I apologize. They were just in bags.
Okay, and so what I was saying, they pick it up and they fall right through the bottom. I mean, I've heard of Glad and Hefty and all that, but there's no trash bag strong enough to hold a grown ass man.
Well, see, you gotta remember, Dave was criminal, and I'm going to guess that they weren't the smartest of criminals.
Right. Something, yeah.
Yeah, they were 24 and 19 years old, so you know they ain't know nothing. Hey, they should have stuck to the crime that homie from Walmart did. You know, just grab a booty. Don't get a crime where you're going to go to real jail and have to pretend like you trash in the trash bag to try to get out, because for anybody in the future who would consider that, it's not going to work.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Wow.
But good luck with that, homie.
All right.
Yeah.
So what else is that?
On that note, we're going to go on break here. Before we go on break, I'm going to give a shout out to my man Black Steel. I got to holla at him. You know, he don't, our smooth drama correspondent Black Steel, he don't come to the show no more, like talking about it, because, you know, he big time now. He put together concerts and whatnot.
Right. He don't love us like that, man.
Yeah, you know how that go. He kind of big in his britches. Now his drawers don't fit no more. So,
hey.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Black Steel, we love you, man.
All right. And shout out to my old school homies. And I always wanted to say this on the air. Girl, rub on your titties. Fuck it. I said it. Rub on your titties. This is Feral March. Simon Says.
Get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. the tracks now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titty. Yeah. I said, rub on your titty. New York City, gritty committee. Pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New rules. Get the fuck up. Shaolin. Get the fuck up. Long Isle. Get the fuck up. Worldwide. Get the fuck up.
Together you've got to be smooth, drummer, smooth, drummer.
All right, I see they still on their bullshit. But anyway, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Pharoah Monk, Simon Says.
Rub on your titties.
Rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it.
I throw my hands in the sky.
I like to give mine a good squeeze every now and then, about every hour on hour.
Make sure you know that.
No, just a love on them. Just let them know that mommy loves you.
All right.
Don't nobody else love you. I love you. Right, girl?
All right.
Hey, if you can't love yourself, how you going to expect somebody else to love you?
Can't argue that. Cannot argue that at all. Oh, speaking of loving yourself and not loving yourself, big shout out to Michael Ward, Naval Commander, who allegedly, I like that word, allegedly, faked his own death so he can end an affair.
Wow.
Homie was he was having an affair, and I guess it got too hot and heavy for him. So he ends up like, you know what? I'm dead.
You know what? He must have really hated her or really loved her. Because who else gonna go through all of that? Normally men just be like deuces. You know what I'm saying? Normally women just stop calling you or stop answering your call if they want to part ways. But this dude, he's faking his death like he really wanted it to be over.
Well, I mean, what happened is she ended up all beat up out of shape, drove out to his home because he sold his house and moved from Virginia to Connecticut. So
wow.
She drove out to his house and found out from the new owner that, nah, he wasn't dead. He was alive. And he simply moved to Connecticut to assume a command of a submarine. And so from there, it was all over. She found out that where he was, and then bam. That was it.
Okay, so is this the story where the son was involved, where he went and he told the lady that the dad had died?
Yeah.
Okay, because actually, he was running from her and the wife.
Well,
because he took all the money from the wife.
Well,
yeah, he was a dirtbag. He was a piece of shit. No, he wasn't trying to get out of no affair. This motherfucker was just a born piece of trash.
All right.
Like, who does that? Like, you just fake your death and you think, okay, you got two women that love you. Now, most people don't even have one. You got two women that love your faking ass. And you faking your death and you expect that your wife is not going to find out? What the fuck?
So why he got a stink?
He stank. That's some stank ass bullshit.
All right.
My bad. I mean, I just...
You just said he stink. I mean, I just think it's funny. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, it was crazy. But what was crazier the fact that the son got arrested before he did.
Huh?
They couldn't find him at first.
Right. Because he was doing a good job of carrying covering his tracks.
I know the son was like, this is some bullshit right here. I'm getting arrested for helping your punk ass.
Right, exactly.
You chilling somewhere. That's crazy.
Well. Oh, well.
Blessing to y'all. Just end it. They got to thank you, Dad. Just end it.
Well. I don't think that she was taking no for an answer. That seems to be what the problem was.
Wow. And he said, I got to get out of this some kind of way. My wife will find out and she will kill me, so I'm going to just leave both of them. He was so scared. He's like, I ain't going back home.
Yeah, he tried. But it didn't work. Oh, well. Sucks to be you. Enjoy your bitter life.
Ass up. I tell you, man, I ain't gonna send the one church people a jar of farts. I'm gonna send him a jar of farts.
Yeah. All right.
He stays for you.
Tasty.
Enjoy.
Probably not. anyway, what's not to be enjoyed also. The city of Long Beach in New York. Make that clear. Not the LBC. The LBNY. People are so unoriginal in the United States. They can't. Why they got to be two Long Beaches and all that?
Because both of the beaches are long. I don't know.
I mean, there's so many cities that have the same damn name in all these different states. You unoriginal fuckers. Anyway.
Okay.
City of Long Beach, they get over 1,000 false alarms a year. So what the Long Beach City Council is proposing is that they're going to fine people beginning at $100 per incident up to $700 for repeat offenders. So if you have a false alarm like, hey, somebody tries to break into your spot and runs away, they show up, you're getting a fine.
You know what? That's bullshit. Something like this. If you live in an area that's heavily populated, and especially if crime is prevalent, then that alarm going to go off 5-6 times a night.
Right.
And so you're going to get a fine every single time somebody try to break in your shit and run away? How's that your fault? Come on now. I would say a solution to this, install a camera when somebody try to break in for proof that it wasn't a false alarm. All you got to do is watch the tape and see if somebody actually did try to break in and it wasn't just a false system.
Yeah, they not concerned with that. They've already went to the next level. Instead of putting up the cameras, they hired an outside firm to go door to door collecting the fines that the city levies for false alarms.
What?
Yeah, they going all out.
They want that moolah.
Yes, they all up in your pockets.
Wow.
And people wonder why I hate New York so much.
Wow.
Another reason. Just another reason.
Well, I tried to help y'all, so I guess that ain't gonna work either.
Yeah, and what's funny is it's a Texas company, and these bill collectors, they stand to make about 25% of each fine.
Now that's just crazy.
Now you think about that. They have every incentive to set off the damn alarms themselves.
I was going to say, they can hire a crackhead for $5 a night.
Right. Try to rob this dog.
Come on.
I got you.
Yep.
I'm not going to get arrested. Nope. Don't even worry. All you have to do is just throw a rock and just go about your business.
Yep. Wow, that's crazy. That's too much room for
Right. And you know the conspiracy theorist in me is like, that is how it's going to happen.
Right. That's what I said. It's just too much room for fuckery right there. Just, y'all get no Vaseline.
No Vaseline?
None.
That's kind of rough.
Exactly.
I mean, you taking all Vaseline away?
Yeah, all of it. I mean, they took it away. Come on now. Hiring people to go door to door to collect the stuff? Come on.
I mean, but no Vaseline?
Who said no?
Okay.
No lubrication whatsoever.
All right. Well, no Vaseline. That's what it is. Now, what was scary to me, you talking about no Vaseline or Vaseline, both of those are scary for me. But that's a whole nother subject. That I'm like straight-laced Bill from the Boondocks. I'm like not doing nothing so I can go to jail and be anally raped. But once again, I'm going too far. You know, I watch movies, and I like the Planet of the Apes. I thought it was a interesting scenario. I don't know if anybody's seen the latest one, where it was a virus and it made the monkey smarter. There's something like that happens. You know, they always talking 100 on animals or dumb animals. They need your help. Blah blah blah.
Right.
Well. In Germany, a kangaroo escaped after breaking out of a wildlife park with a fox and a wild boar. Help. What happens is a young fox snuck into the park and dug a hole next to the cage fencing. So a wild boar dug a hole underneath the exterior fence.
Wow. And then a kangaroo escaped.
Yep. They were looking for all three. They caught two of them so far. They looking for the kangaroo.
Wow. Now, where is this? Where did this happen? In Germany?
In Germany.
Wow. Now, you know what? I just want to say one thing. That's your ass, Mr. Postman.
I mean, you think about that for a second. I mean, it's all, it always talk, oh, animals are dumb animals.
Dumb meat.
But they're not that dumb. They obviously can communicate too.
Don't that say something about people? Because animals got to get, the people got. Animals dig a hole to help the other animal free and escape, while people pile dirt on you to bury you even further. Wow.
So you're saying that we're less evolved than the animals?
Yes, I see it.
All right. I can see that.
All right.
Now, what shows me that we're less evolved than animals is this, and I know everybody knows about it, the Evelyn Lozado from Basketball Wives and Chad Johnson. Chad went to jail for allegedly headbutting her. Because they supposedly 100 got into an argument over some condoms that she found, a receipt for condoms that she found. My bad. And the thing is, they're in an open marriage.
Yeah.
And she was on camera saying, hey, if you're going to do something like that, you know, make sure you have the condoms.
Right.
So he made sure he had the condoms.
I remember there was an episode of Basketball Live where they were actually discussing threesome, and he said, she said, well, I know I got the best pussy in the world, so I know you're going to be with other women. I'm not stupid. And he was like, well, yeah, for sure. And he was like, but I just want to be open and honest and upfront. And if I see a woman and I want to smash, I want to be able to come to you and say, I want to smash, because we were friends before all of this came about. And she was like, well, what if, like, if I want to take her home and smash? And she was like, well, what if I don't like her? He was like, if you don't like her, you don't like her, but I want to smash. And she was like, you know, well, all right, or whatever. And that was the thing. So how is it that you get mad after you expect an open marriage? Well, you think that because y'all was only married 41 days, he wasn't going to do it yet? He was doing it before, and he's going to continue to do it. He already told you he was going to keep doing it. So, and then her antics, throwing bottles at people, trying to cut people, jumping on tables, and people with first position, she's the violent one. So I don't see why he would hit with her, because she found the condom for receipt for condom. That just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't seem like, oh, you found a receipt for condom, so I'm ahead but you. That doesn't happen in normal everyday life.
Right.
Goes off.
Well, here's my thing. Chad's history is nonviolent. He doesn't have any criminal past. He's never shown, I'm going to use my big word here, a proclivity towards violence toward women.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, he hooks up with the most violent woman probably in TV history.
Right.
Jumping over tables, trying to stab people, threatening to stab people.
Right.
Threatening to kill people, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But all of a sudden, he's the bad guy.
I don't see that playing out that way. I see her going after him because she found the condom receipt.
Right.
Now, she could have hurt her head. They could have bumped heads when they were clashing or whatever. Or she could have hit her head on something else. But I don't see this man knowing his own strength. He's a football. He's a professional athlete.
Right.
I don't see him ruining me because he's been cut.
Right.
He's been fired. His endorsements have been taken away. His life is fucked right now. I don't see this man losing control over a condom receipt and headbutting this woman. I don't see that.
Right. Well, I will believe that she initiated it. And she probably even thought, hey, this might even be good for ratings for the show.
Right.
Only thing is, he got cut, and they pulled the show from
right.
the lineup. So, all of a sudden now, she's going, I know she's going to file for divorce now.
She has already.
Oh, well.
And I will say this, if it did happen, you a booty-ass motherfucker for headbutting a woman.
Right.
If it didn't, you a booty-ass bitch for starting all this bullshit. That's it.
Yeah.
Kill the piece.
Yeah, because I didn't get how, I mean, I can't, and I could be wrong. Maybe he did out of anger. As you know, nothing can pull anger out of you like a loved one, allegedly.
Or like somebody pretending to be something they not. You say you accept the open relationship, but here you are flipping out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It could have
been
that way. It could have been.
And then, you know, she comes out and it's like, yeah, I want to be a spokesperson for
violence against women. Bitch,
yeah, domestic violence. No.
Because you a bully. You the one. You are the one that perpetuates the most violence against women that I've ever seen, like you said, in the history of television. I've never seen a person this violent in my life for no reason.
Right. I mean,
you said that you think that I might, you heard that I might be loose. So I'm going to beat your ass. Every time I see you, I'm going to beat your ass. And you throw a bottle at him to try to cut him? Oh, what?
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. She's out there.
Yeah.
She is way out there.
Yeah.
But supposedly, she's the...
But here it is, because she's pretty. We want to give her that. She's a pretty woman. And y'all know, pretty women, they get away with murder. That's just how society is. That's the way it is.
Well, let's hope that, you know, I don't know. I got nothing to say. My grandma said, if you got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. So, all
right. Well, it's just for that.
Yeah. This is Black Star. Fix up. I'll just let fix up be it. Y'all need to fix that shit up.
Together you got a smooth drummer.
good people. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I am Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Black Thought. Fix up.
Elevate. Even though I'm not old girl thinking about elevating nothing but her own personal profile. We ain't gonna go there.
Wow.
As y'all know, the Olympics just ended. A lot of good highlights. A lot of bad highlights.
A lot of controversial subjects going on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I know for me, Usain Bolt, I'm going to say Hussein, because that get folks all flamed up.
Right.
Anyway, Usain Bolt, smoking fools. I mean, everybody was talking. I mean, Carl Lewis. Why? Carl Lewis come out talking about, oh, yeah, they're running too fast. They must be on steroids. Yeah, look into it. It's like when the Americans was dominating, did anybody say that y'all was on steroids?
Look, Carl Lewis is a hater.
True.
He's just a hater.
Yes. And on top of it, he had the worst hairstyle that I ever saw for a track athlete.
I'm not trying to be funny. But Carl Lewis has looked the same damn age since he was 19. Like, he just always looked fucking old to me, like an old-ass man. Like, the hairstyle, whatever, it just makes him look so old.
Yeah, that Jerry Curl box or whatever that was.
Yeah, what that is.
And I still, since we riding on Carl Lewis right now, I don't know if you remember his national anthem during the basketball game?
No.
Oh, that 100% is top five dead or alive. It is a classic YouTube moment.
What do you mean his national anthem? He sang the national anthem?
Yes, he was singing the national anthem, New Jersey Nets, I think, against the Chicago Bulls. And
he's not a singer. Why would they?
Oh, no, it gets better. He forgot the words.
Oh, wow, dude.
Yes, he was in the Rockets. In
you know
the
what?
Air.
Miss Lewis, I take it from Miss 100%, baby. Say this with love and as a friend. Stick to running and stop talking about people. You know, stay in your own lane, baby. That's what you do. If somebody got a video to go back on your ass, you don't want to open your mouth too well. I'm just saying.
Oh, trust me. If y'all haven't seen it, YouTube Carl Lewis singing the national anthem. It's top five, dead or alive.
Put that up on the site. Really.
Yes, I will look for it. Y'all look for it on the Smooth Drama site later on this week. I'll put that up because it is one of the funniest moments ever.
Wow.
I mean, he just straight forgot the words. Did you see all the players start laughing? Like, wow.
Well, speaking of forgetting things, well, one of the things that I didn't like was the fact that Lolo Jones, this girl is a goddess, okay? Now, if I die and people do get resurrected and come back as another person, I want to come back as her. Because that girl is super beautiful. But she's also smart. She paid her dues. She come up, you know, in poverty, single-parent home. You know, if she's done great things with her life, and then she makes it to the Olympics, but she failed. Like other people do in half. And you got all these haters saying she's only there because she's pretty or because she's beautiful and she's just worried about the endorsements. And to me, that was just some bullshit.
Well, first and foremost, you can't make the Olympics because you're beautiful.
Because you're pretty.
Yeah, it don't work like that. It's the top athletes. You have to qualify for the Olympics. There's no just, hey, I'm pretty and I look good in these shorts. Choose me. That ain't how that goes.
Look at this six pack. Let me in. But I thought that, for one, it was a story like that was a great disrespect to the athletes that came up missing. We had reported before about athlete poaching, where it was thought that some athletes had left to go to another team or another country so that they can get, you know, better payout if they want.
Yeah, it was one African guy.
Right. One of the guys came up missing. They found him dead. And the other two are still missing. And I'm thinking, here it is that three lives are gone. And this is not top story. Top story is Gabby Douglas's hair. You feel me? And I just thought that, like, damn, drama didn't spill over into the Olympics. I mean, it's really.
Well, you know what happened with those athletes. If one was found dead, the other dudes that was talking about leaving, they found them, and they're where they are is like, yeah, that's the closest you're going to get to being free from us.
That's just so crazy. It's tragic, you know. It was just a little short side story. The guy came up, one of the guys that was missing was found dead, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't eating two paragraphs, and that was it.
Well, what's happening is this. And, I mean, obviously, hair is, you know, here in America, black folks' hair is like a no-no. I mean, all the stories that's come out where they're talking about, oh, her hair drags, her hair is unkempt. It's like, I'm thinking, is she competing for the hairstyle of the year, or is she a gymnast?
Right, is this Miss America, Miss Universe, or is this the damn Olympics? And that little girl going hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know, she getting down. And I mean, I don't really care too much for the gymnastics. I watch to see who's gonna fall and hit themselves in between the legs, whatnot. I'll be looking for the bloopers.
Wow.
But that's just the cruel person inside me. That's the 1% of me. The other 99% is good, but that other 1%, hey, it likes seeing shit like that.
Right.
But I'm saying, I get it, obviously, because you know how it go. People are upset about black hair, because I guess there's just something about black hair that just make folks, you know, the whole nappy head whole thing. People are fascinated with talking about our hair, and I look at it like, if you say it to my face, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth, and it's probably gonna hurt you.
Right.
I'm still broke enough, so you can't sue me, but the damage will be too much and too great for you. That's what's got to happen. You know, Gabby, you just need some cousins from somewhere, Arkansas, wherever the hell. Just have them show up and start punching Fox News correspondents in the face when they're at Starbucks or wherever the hell they hang out.
I'm not trying to get too deep, but it just took me back to the movie when they were looking at the women and men and looking at their teeth and their hair and their smiles and their bodies to see how strong they were and, you know, all of that. And it's like, you know what? Y'all still see us the same way y'all did 500-600 years ago. Y'all see us as shit. Because it's like, no matter what we accomplish, you're going to always find one thing that is not right. And if in your eyes it's not right, then fuck all the other good you've done. One wrong thing deletes all the other good you've done in their eyes.
Well, as my man N. Stephen Harris said a while back when he came on the show, That's your problem. Just like the Roseburg School District, who is fighting to keep the name Indians as their team name because the State Board of Education voted in May to force all schools with a Native American mascot to change their moniker. Roseburg, Oregon School Board is like, you know what? Hell no. We keeping ours.
They going to fight for the right to stay right.
That's right. We hurting their feelings? We don't give a damn. We already killed all you bastards. Well, majority of you. So, yeah, we going to make fun of you. And we going to think it's cool.
Right. Like a spit in the face and a kick in the gut.
Yeah. Oh, well, they came out and they were like, well, yeah, the ban focuses on mascots, but adds that the Indians is simply a team name. There's no mascot, and the pictured representation is a feather.
And?
Yeah.
I mean, it's racist.
Well, they say that all this new research that they talked about that supposedly shows it as harmful to kids' self-esteem. Show me where a team name is harmful to self-esteem, the guy says. I'm thinking if he was Native American, he wouldn't be saying that.
Right.
I mean,
he's not a Native American or Indian. Yeah, that's racist.
Right. Cause I look at it like, you know, if we had the New York Hunkies, I'm thinking some folks would be upset by that.
Wow.
The Connecticut or Cincinnati Crackers?
Yeah. Right.
But, you know.
It's just,
folks don't think like that because it's not happening to them. But let it happen to them. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Juvenile people like that kill me. And I say juvenile because the statement just gave me a picture of, you know, the kid that I'm not touching you. And as long as I can say what I want and I can be as close to you as I want, but as long as I'm not touching you, I'm not doing any harm. But you know what? You have to be a keeper of your word. You can't just think that, okay, because we have freedom of speech, I can say whatever the hell I want as long as I'm not putting my hands on you. No, because what happens is you say the wrong thing and eventually somebody's going to reach out and touch you. And then what?
Right, well, Roseburg, Oregon. Hopefully there are no Native Americans that have a flashback and think, you know, Geronimo.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It just makes sense to me that you should leave sleeping dogs lie. There are plenty of things. See, but this is, once again, that unoriginal. These folks who can't think of a new name because they're too stupid and lazy to think of new names.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, if we don't have Indians as our name, we don't know what we're going to do. I mean, if you think the feather is a good logo, then name yourself the Roseburg Feathers.
Wow.
Right. It makes sense to me, but I guess they ain't trying to hear that. You know, obviously, it's all about offending others because that's just what ignorant folks do. On that note, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I am Mr. FN Words, and we are Smooth Drama, and we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hair in the hell to keep the news from. Yeah, the new guy, smooth. Drummer.